Senate President Michael Waddups told reporters this afternoon the legislature has got all of the big budget issues resolved, noting they'd better because they're out of money. Senate Majority Leader Scott Jenkins says he's happy with the way the session has gone.
You know, when you look at the amount of new money we've had and the amount of projects and requests that we had, it's overwhelming. They don't go together.
Lawmakers funded growth in education and increased per pupil spending by just over 1%. They also funded several new road projects without borrowing any new money, and they were able to expand dual immersion programs across the state, which lawmakers initially had planned to cut. Leaders in both houses also agreed to a 1% cost of living increase for public employees. Senator Lyle Hilliard, who's co-chair of Executive Appropriations, says they were able to fund the increase in part by passing an online sales tax bill and setting aside fewer dollars for the state's rainy day fund.
Public ed has access to property tax, other things. Higher ed has access to tuition, but public employees really have no access to any other money. They get what we pay them. Most of us felt going in here that as long as it's been without a salary increase, it was important to public employees at least get a salary increase.
Lawmakers remained unsure on one final issue Thursday afternoon. President Waddups initially said there wasn't an appetite in the Senate for a two-year pilot program to provide health coverage to children with autism, while the House listed the $6 million program as a priority. But House Bill 272 eventually passed the Senate on a 21-8 vote. House and Senate Democrats say they're pretty satisfied with the overall budget. House Minority Leader David Litvak says they did very well by public education.
We can't pretend that we adequately fund public education or even higher education for that matter. But that's not something that's going to be resolved in one year. That is a part of the ongoing conversation.
Litvak says Democrats would have liked to have seen Democratic Senator Karen Morgan's class size reduction bill pass. It made it out of the Senate but was killed by a House committee. And Senate Minority Leader Ross Romero adds he would have liked more efforts to reform Utah's liquor laws. I'm Whitney Evans, KCPW News.